listening to the Gorman Bear Girls podcast. We're just two girls making memories and eating our way through life together. Welcome to our table. Hi, I'm Star.
And I'm Jen.
And we are the Gorman Bear Girls.
Hey, Star.
Hey, Jen. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well as well.
I see you look a little less like Patchy the Pirate today than you did last episode.
Yeah, right? I've removed that fashion statement from my face. My eye is doing a little bit better. And although I still have a clogged duct there, I can feel it. It's not as bad as it was. So I've been wearing my glasses a lot to just kind of screen the eye, but
yeah, I haven't really been able to tell.
Yeah.
I mean, if you take it off and point,
I think
to
that's
it,
over 40 eyes. You can't see, but it's there.
Star keeps saying I can't see. I can see.
I don't know.
I really can't.
You're the only one in our friend group that keeps claiming that you can see well.
I'm also the youngest in our friend group.
This is true. We're all backing away, and yet you're still all right. Maybe it's just that we're jealous that you still have better vision than we do. I don't know. Maybe. Anyway, moving along.
All right. So today is a really special episode.
It is,
because we always say welcome to our table, but today we actually have a real live person at our table that we can share our time with, and we're so excited about.
And we're really at her table.
Actually, yes, we are.
Because this is an art table.
She's been so gracious to invite us. We are on location.
This is
a big deal for us.
We are at Chantel's Cheese Shop that is located in, is this considered Lawrenceville or is it considered
Bloomfield.
Okay, so it's considered Bloomfield, right across from Children's Hospital. And we have with us here tonight, but we'll say we are actually here tonight with Anais. Anais, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us. We're really excited. We've been really excited about this because we love cheese. And in the short amount of time since we've met you, like, we love you too.
We do. Your best friend, like, in 2 seconds.
So like we said, we're here tonight in the shop. And what we're going to do is Anais has pulled out some different cheeses for us, and we're going to do a cheese and wine pairing. And then what we kind of wanted to share, because this is something that we're really into, done it for years. This is how we kind of start all of our dinner party events. Mm-hmm. We build a cheese board. And so,
or you're French and you eat that at the end of the dinner, but it's okay.
Well, we'll eat cheese. Actually,
we're gonna learn
all the time. Yeah, you teach us. Teach
She's
us
gonna
your
school
ways.
Us today.
She's gonna
I like
us
it.
On cheese. I know. I'm into
like,
it.
No.
Which is something I do want to say. That is one of the things I think that I loved from the very first time, is that when we came in, I came in with my son and daughter the very first time that I experienced here, and you gave us an education. Like, get to taste a lot of stuff, and you talked about everything.
Sounds like a school dude. Like, no, don't eat this. Like, no soup for you, like the Seinfeld
episode. Yeah, right.
I hope not. I hope it wasn't this kind of experience.
No, it wasn't that kind of experience at all.
Wonderful.
We love it. And I've been talking about, you know, I mean, it's something I want everybody that I know to experience the same thing. This has been great. So,
well, here's what I've been thinking about. When we have parties there, I have spent countless hours in the kitchen, sometimes doing little appetizers for people, because I think how nice it'll be to have these separate little apps. But what I have found from having more and more parties is that people actually enjoy having charcuterie more than anything else, because they can have their glass of wine. They can be around the table. They can talk. It becomes a meeting place for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right. So they're doing meats and cheeses and
wine.
And wine.
And wine, which makes everything better. I mean, let's just be honest.
I know. And you should just start off every party with a smile. Yeah.
And a glass of wine.
And a glass of wine. Right.
I mean, cheese can be also paired with whiskey and beer. It's all kind of cool. So let's not discriminate for people who don't want to drink wine. But tonight, we are going to drink wine and pair that with cheeses.
So. Yes.
Yay.
Yeah. And that is true. I mean, I did want to say that too, because I think that you do in your classes, which maybe you can tell us a little bit about those later in this episode, but you do have some too, like you have taught different things where there are beer pairings and things like that, right?
Yeah. This was with the Culture Trust, with the beer school. And
okay.
I did the wine pairing as well. But in our class, we don't do very wine and cheese pairings, but it's more like what we're having tonight, two different glasses of wine, a white and a red, and then we just mostly learn about the cheeses more than actually the wine because, oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That's good. All right. So why don't we get started? What do you think?
Yeah.
Dig in.
I do have a question, though, before we start, because I think our listeners will be interested. You're from France.
Yes.
How did you end up in Pittsburgh?
Good question.
It's the story of a man.
Oh, we like those stories.
So the long story, it also, I mean, I'm going to kind of say the story because it also why we named the shop Chantal. So I met my husband in New York and we're living in New York. I've been in the US actually 10 years since this summer. Seven years ago, I moved to New York and I met my husband and we got married actually in Pennsylvania, like in Kennett Square, Chester County, where my in-laws and my in-laws' backyard. And I went to get a cheese plate with my mom for a wedding. And this little old lady talked to me about cheese like it was poetry. And I grew up around farms, around cheese. I ate all kind of cheese. My earliest memory, it was eating a vache Roman d'Or. So if you never had that, you should go to France and get a raw milk vache Roman d'Or, and it's incredible.
Okay, we're on it.
We're on. Yeah, next trip, we're there.
But I have a lot of cheese memory, actually, weirdly. But I was never into cheese that much. And then this little old lady, she could be 50 or she could be 120. I have no clue. If she was 50, I'm very scared for my future life because it's going to be rough for me. But so suddenly I was like, Mom, I want to be a cheesemonger. And then my mom was like, well, you will. Maybe you will have your own little cheese shop. And then kind of ended there. And a month later, I was working in Brooklyn in a little tiny cheese shop at Green Grape Provision. We got a little bit bigger now. And it's kind of how it happened. But my mom passed away a year after this happened. Oh. And so it was in May, and I had to stay a few months in France because I'm my only child. I had to deal with, like, everything over there. And when I came back, our lease was, ending, and I was just like, we need to get out. I actually don't like New York City. It's too expensive. So my husband went to Pitt a few years ago, and he said, let's go to Pittsburgh and see what happens. I came to Pittsburgh without knowing a thing about Pittsburgh, and I loved it. I fell in love with it. So we stayed here, and 5 years later, we opened the cheese shop on our name. So this is
that's
it.
Great.
The end.
Yeah,
that was a long story. I'm sorry.
No, that's great. I think people are interested in hearing it. And the cheese shop is named after your mom, right?
Yeah, it's Chantal with an A. The French way. She was French. She actually never lived in the US, but I think she will be proud. It's weird to have her name all around, but I think it's important. I think of her every day.
So. Sure.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful.
I was very close to her. So. Yeah. So that's why we're going to cheer and drink some wine and eat some cheese. Because even though this is a sad, happy story, it always reminds me that cheese is also about family and being around people that you love and share a meal with someone.
Well, I love that. That's what this is all about. That's what the podcast is about. We like to share food with people and stories. And so we're honored to hear your story.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Okay, so where do we start?
Yeah, wine.
Let's dig in. Give us an education.
The wine first.
Okay, so you taste the wine first. We're going to go with a white,
so
correct?
So I picked a Bordeaux Blanc. It's a white wine from Bordeaux. Really? Oh. It's a Sauvignon Blanc. And it probably has a blend. I didn't really check, but often has a slightly blend for Bordeaux. But this is very bright and crisp. So I heard that you don't like goat cheese.
I don't. I want to. It's just not happening. My taste buds aren't agreeing.
The sad part is Sauvignon Blanc is amazing with goat cheese. So maybe that will change your mind.
She might, she might. Like, she has experienced some goat things. She tries it. She just doesn't,
So I made it easy for you. It's actually not 100% goat.
Okay.
So I have three cheeses. One is actually from the region. It's more from the Basque country. So it's a little south of Bordeaux, and it's a half goat, half sheep. It's called Tom Chabris, and Tom actually means less calorie because it's made with skim milk.
Hello.
Exactly.
Can eat more of it.
So every time you say some people say tome, but it's Tom. Yeah, it means it's actually made with skim milk, so don't feel too bad to eat that, even though this one is very creamy. Yeah, it's delicious. It's seriously our bestseller here, I think, at this point. It's insane.
And this cheese is my son's favorite cheese that we had here as well. He loves this one.
Then we have another one that is a triple cream cow's milk, because, hey, come on, we all love triple creams. It's like butter.
Oh, yeah.
These are like butter.
And white wine, bubbly, like all this crisp wine goes very well with the fat. So,
speaking my language.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. And the last one from on this board is actually the Black Swallowtail, and it's from the farm of Doran in Chester County, which was 10 minutes away from where I got married. And they're from Pennsylvania, and they just got a write-up in Culture Magazine, which is a cheese nerd magazine, I guess. But yeah, Pennsylvania is a new state for cheese in 2019, and the Farm of Doran was cited in there, and I love their cheese. And this one is more Spanish style, and it's cow, goat, and sheep all together. So it's a little sharper, so I just want to show you like the difference between something very creamy, something mild, and on the creamier side on the palate, to something a little sharper and drier. And then I put a little thick spread, because thick spread goes well with everything. It's not even fair. It's just not fair. But so who's gonna try first?
That's the
we're starting with the Tumsha Brie.
Mm-hmm. You want me to hand you a piece?
No, I'm okay. I'm gonna serve myself. No worries.
Okay. I love this cheese. What do you think, Jen?
Okay, so I can taste it. I can taste the goat, but it is nice and mild.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I could actually eat this.
Yes. There you go. It's very good. Yeah, it is very mild. It doesn't have a...
It's very well blended.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times when people say, like, a lot of things that are goat cheese, they taste really... goaty. Yeah, but this has a nice tang, but it doesn't have that, like, kind of after...
So goat is actually very sad you don't like goat, because goat, for lactose intolerant people, sheep and goat are the best cheeses to eat, because the enzymes are totally different. I think that we have the same stomach than us. The cows have different stomach to be able to digest all this grass. So we're actually all lactose intolerant. Then we evolved and got used to
some more than others. I'm actually going to taste some of this fig jam on there.
Goat cheese is actually great. Yes, definitely go for the fig jam.
I'm going for it. It's really good. I really like it. I'm shocked that I like it.
Mm. And actually, this cheese is often when I say, like, people don't like goat, might like this one, because it's very well blended. But goat cheese is also, like, low in fat and great in potassium and vitamin A. It's great. It's very fun.
So it's healthy for you. You should eat more cheese, people. That's what we're trying to tell you.
Yes.
It's like people who don't like blue cheese. On the second board, we have blue cheese.
I love blue cheese. We'll talk a little
more. But it's like, if you don't like something, for example, goat cheese or blue cheese, because I guess these are the two main cheeses that people are like, no. Maybe try something different, because goat cheese, what you think about is the chèvre, which is just mean goats in French, by the way. But it just... spreadable, fresh goat cheese. But be some very aged goat cheese, less tangy than others. So please come in and try some, and we'll figure some, maybe something out.
Mm-hmm.
Same for blue cheese. Be some strong and some very mild.
Yes. Okay. So up next, we have another. This is one of my favorites. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So this is like butter.
It is. You butter to- and butter. Who doesn't like butter?
And also, I just want to say, like, people, you should dig in, though.
Okay. All right.
But,
hello.
Triple creams are not as fatty as people think. A lot of people say, oh, I'm indulging. It's a triple cream. It's all creamy and butter. But if you think about it, there's less calorie on a piece of triple cream than a very hard cheese, because, you know, it's condensed. And this one is mostly air, so...
It's amazing.
It's so good.
So good.
It really is like butter. So, like, I want our listeners to understand that. Like, these triple cream cheeses, they are like butter. They, like, melt in your mouth as soon as it hits your warm palate. Like, it just melts in your mouth. So good.
I could
love
eat a lot
cheese.
Of this.
I could eat. I could eat a whole round of this. I can tell you that now.
It's mostly the first one that goes on the cheese plate, for sure.
For sure. And we bought this... I think we had it for, we had triple cream both for Thanksgiving and for Christmas, but it was the first thing that went. I'm like sure. I was hollowing it. Like people were digging into there. Like don't turning touch. It. Like, yeah, you're ruining the board.
But have you tried it with the wine too? I mean, mm-hmm. that's what you have to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. You don't have to ask me twice.
So if you wanted to like build a cheese board, I would say it's probably great to have three different kind of milk. I use mixed milk for people who are a little reticent about certain cheeses, like goat milk. Mm-hmm.
She's calling me out, people.
No. Okay. Also, you don't have to do that. You can just play with texture. You can play by region. You can play by country. You can play with a lot of stuff. Don't be fearful. Add a blue to your cheese board.
So do you suggest to people, because I know, like when we've come in, you've asked a lot of questions to me about like, well, who are you serving? And I know the last time for Christmas, I had said to you, okay, so this one night we've got a pretty, you know, interesting group of people who will eat pretty much anything. And then for the other night, it's more of a basic crowd of people. So do you suggest, obviously that's some thought that you have to put into it. Like you don't want to spend all this money on these incredible cheeses and have them just sit there.
Correct. That's why I ask questions, because I want to know who you're catering to, who are eating your cheese, what do you like? Because if you don't like your cheeses, what's the point to buy them? But I like to ask the question because I will give different cheeses for each different person. Mm-hmm. And if you come to the cheese shop, I'm probably not giving you the same cheese than the person before. That's why I have sometimes like 10 different cheeses out. I'm like, oh, what happened? Three people came in.
Should probably put these away.
So just, I mean, each person is different and have a different agenda of how they are going to eat this cheese. So different parties, different cheese.
Yeah. All right. We have one more cheese on our...
And this one is the Pennsylvania one.
All right. Pennsylvania cheese.
Thank you.
Mm, I love it. Mm-hmm. Very, very good.
I think it's a perfect cheese.
Mm-hmm. You know what? It reminds me a little bit of like a... The flavor to me is almost a little bit like a milder white cheddar. You're going to say something else. I know. You looked at me. If you could see the look on Anais's face,
you could hear
like,
eyes rolling.
Oh, my goodness. Do you even know cheese is what
sure.
that face was like?
Sure.
But I mean, I'm saying because it has just...
Red's right.
No, but it has a little bit of that kind of bite. Do you know what I mean? Like there was
so
a little bit
sharp,
of...
sharp, and because it has cow and sheep and goat... Do you feel the goat in this one?
I don't.
Exactly. Mm-mm. So, because
I'm proud of myself.
I'm proud of you too, Jen.
You have two cheeses with goat cheese in them.
I'm having another piece of the one.
So I think it's because it's grainy and also sharp. So like that can be very assimilated to like cheddar. And this with fig spread, again, will be amazing. I mean, again.
Do you want to taste it, Jen, with the fig spread on it?
Yes, I do. I'll do that. I was trying to ask.
Oh, okay, wait. Let me shove it in my mouth first.
I was eating all the fig spread down there.
No. There's plenty of fig spread in here.
I see how the friendship goes. You first.
It's so good. I know. It was that I already bit from that one. I didn't want to hand it to her and be like,
oh, yeah, like we haven't eaten from the same thing.
Here's half of my piece of cheese. I'll just get a whole one for myself. That's good.
And to continue on the cheese board, if you want to add to the cheeses, because having three cheeses, I would say three or four cheeses. That's the last one will be probably blue if I add anything on this cheese board. Then I will add a little charcuterie, pâté, mousse, or things like that. Mm-hmm. People don't really go for pâté really in Pittsburgh, which is very interesting to me.
I love pâté. Jennifer's husband loves pâté as well. I did, when we did our weekend couples trip this past year, I got some pâté. I'm pretty sure Paul and I ate it all. Like probably before anybody else saw the board.
We were like oh, it's
this is really, I'm like, Paul, taste this. He's like, oh, this is really good. Again, pâté is, it's like, you know, it's like butter. So good.
And we have duck rillette that is even like fattier. It's amazing. It's just like spreadable. It's great. But also add some fruit, some dry fruit, nuts, pickles, mustard, or like a jam. Like you have a full plate if you add any of these things on it. And you don't have to put a lot. You can just like a little bit of everything and that people can just snack on it.
So here's a question that I have because I've seen this a lot. So years and years and years ago, and I'm talking like a lot of years ago, when I would build a cheese board, I would basically just put the, all the time, I would just put like a hunk of cheese, several different hunks of cheese, you know, with a nice cheddar thing in there. It was not cheddar. Oh my gosh. No, it wasn't.
It was American slices. Yes,
it was right. Kraft singles fanned out on the board. No, not at all.
But bowl of Velveeta.
Yeah. It's like butter. But you would see that more as a trend years ago where people would just kind of put a hunk of cheese there. But I think I've even read some articles where they're saying like, don't do that. Put the cheese, like slice the cheese. Or if it crumbles, crumble the cheese, like whatever it is, make it easier for people. Plus, it doesn't ruin. I mean, I'm just going to be, we're very visually like oriented people. So
very nice.
Yeah. When you put it out, like when people start digging in and hacking away at things, sometimes it like ruins the appearance of the board like real fast.
I love making trays. I mean, we do trays if you want to check on our Instagram.
Yeah.
Yes. I love making trays. I think each trays I ever made is always different to one another. It's like my creativity moment.
Yeah, it is a creative thing to do.
You try to like move the color, I mean, the texture, colors, you know, nuts and things like that. And I think it's super interesting. It's making a little like painting and like shapes, use different shape for each cheese, like that people recognize which one they actually ate, because cheese is mostly white, a little bit yellow, but they kind of look the same. So I like to make different shape for each cheeses. So,
yeah. I saw on your Instagram, it looked like a cake, like a wedding cake. Yes. Was that for a wedding? Did you do that?
I did a few weddings.
Tell us about that, because that's really interesting, I think.
It was my dream to do that. It was very interesting. We first opened and someone was like, I love cheese and I want cheese for my wedding. And I almost cried because I was like, this is aww, my dream. I don't know why I always thought they were very pretty. And I also thought I could do better than what I've seen on the internet. And I'm very proud of all the cheese tower that I've been making. But yes, you actually come in for a consultation and it's often where we're closed and then we try some cheese and because sometimes you love certain cheese, but it's impossible to put on a cheese tower because we're so big and you have a budget and it's not as easy as you think. And you just have a 400-pound wheel coming at you and you're like, oh yeah, I don't like that as much. So we try to look for colors and I ask a bunch of questions because that's what I do. I just ask questions all the time. Trying to know you deeply.
I love it.
And then the tricky part is I can just kind of show you what it might look like with the cheeses I have, but it's never going to be the same. And then you kind of have to trust me with what I'm going to do at the end because you don't really see it until I make it. So
you said something in that comment that I think is really important and really important across the board, especially when we're talking about, so I mean, tonight we're talking about cheese, but even with restaurants, like we've gone different places and we've heard people say, oh, I would never eat there because that menu, there's nothing on that menu that I would eat, or people are afraid of certain things. And sometimes I think you really just have to, it's about trust. Mm-hmm. If somebody knows, like the people study and they know what they're doing. And when it comes to cheese, like, you know, cheese. So you
ask
questions.
Yeah, and to get to know the person deeply, that speaks a lot for who you are and for
absolutely
your shop too. I love that.
Yeah. Right. Well, and it makes your experience better as a consumer, as a customer. Like, I want that. I want somebody to know. What is it that I'm, you know, she's really interested in knowing, because the ultimate thing, and I think we said this in our last podcast even, is that your ultimate goal is to please your customer. Like, that's when people come back. You want them to be happy. So,
I mean, there's a reason also we do testing here, because, you know, when you go, for example, to Whole Foods, I work there, so I know. you go there and it's all pre-packed and you don't know how long they've been here. I mean, I remember some cheeses, I was like, this has been here for a month and no and some people are buying it, and I'm like, I'm sorry. But also, like, maybe cheese is expensive and you're gonna buy a $10 chunk of cheese that you might hate. What's the point, like, to spend this money? Like, often you treat yourself or you're doing a party, and so then obviously you're gonna go for something more similar, and then it might get boring. But or not, maybe you're amazing at picking weird stuff. Yeah, I want you to know what you're going into, because you're going to spend money. So what is the point?
Yeah, well, you have the advantage coming in here. Even if you're just coming in here to buy something, just to put in your refrigerator at home, you can taste it. Exactly. You can't do that at those places.
Right.
That's a big advantage.
Yeah. And you know that it's fresh.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's not something that's, you know, been sitting around or been wrapped up in a thing. You know that it's fresh. And I think that that's a...
That's important.
That's important.
I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because that changes the flavor as well. It changes the texture sometimes. It changes the flavor. Like, you want things to be fresh.
Yes. So if you're getting married, if you're having a party, check this out.
Yes. We talk about wedding often for cheese tower because, well, it's a little expensive. But, like, if you have a party, we can do just a couple layers or, like, three layers, but, like, less expensive cheese. Actually, the budget is dependent on you.
Right.
But... you can do a smaller for any kind of occasion. You like cheese, just buy a cheese tower.
Yeah.
I like it. I like that idea.
Yeah.
My birthday might be coming up.
No, your birthday is coming up.
I might need a cheese tower. I'm just saying.
Into a mini cheese tower. Just
yeah.
I like
maybe
it.
Maybe we'll do that.
Just triple creams.
I like the triple creams.
Yeah, we've got a whole, so we'll just give you a little tip. We're doing a whole wintry kind of, it's a winter ball theme for Jennifer's birthday this year. So if you can think of, like,
I already have ideas.
All right. Yay. Girl, we're going to talk later. Yeah, we're in. All right. So I wanted to ask you a question real quick. So do you recommend, if somebody was going to pick, like, some type of a jam or preserve to put on their board, is there one that you would always say, like, is fig kind of the go-to? Because yes. I feel like I see that a lot. I like fig. Some people don't like fig.
Actually, so delicious. I don't like fig, fresh figs.
Okay.
But the fig jam, man, is so good.
It's very good. But if for people that don't want something that's, like, really seedy or are not into fig, what would you recommend?
We have so many different jams. And the problem is some are more like for certain cheeses. Like, for example, we need to move to the next board.
Yeah, actually. Let's move to the...
That goes with the red wine.
I feel like I need to finish this glass of white wine first, though. Well, can we give me some, like, let me just...
1 second.
I might be a little bit behind you guys. What does that mean?
For example, we're going to have a black cherry jam. And this one is, for example, specifically for sheep's milk cheese.
Okay.
And for specifically this sheep's milk that is on the board is called Osso Irati, and it's from the Basque Country. And if you go to the country, if you go to France, sorry, I need to specify as a French Basque Country.
Which country you're talking about, yeah.
If you go to France and you go over there, I actually went to the farm and saw the little sheep and goat that they had there. It was adorable.
Oh.
But if you go to a restaurant and you ask for this cheese, they will put black cherry jam with it. Like, this is the typical specialty of the region. They also do cake with it. So, for example, this cheese and this jam is the ultimate pairing. So I would say, well, I mean, if you do one cheese and one jam, I would go for this one. I also have one specifically for blue cheese. So you can just have fun to have just one pairing in your board. And some will just go well with other stuff. Like, we have, for example, like... more savory, like onion confit, things like that goes very well with a lot of different, more alpine kind of cheeses. But
what is your opinion on the whole, like, adding nuts to the tray? Because we're like really into Marcona almonds.
Oh my God.
I could just eat the, I mean, that's a dangerous kind of thing because I seriously could just sit down and eat
the whole thing.
Yeah,
we actually loved it so much that we made Marcona almond with shawarma and some with Old Bay because we like them. So we started, like, make different flavors with those.
Yeah. So you have those here in the shop. I've bought them here in the shop before. And so you can get those here too. There's lots of stuff in here. If you haven't been into the shop before, you'll see. I mean, you can build a whole, she's got crackers and little toasts, and she's got pickles and jams and dried fruit and nuts.
And it's pretty.
It is.
Thank you.
I like it.
It feels very quaint and it's awesome.
I was thinking something that goes well with kind of every cheese as well that we kind of got out of style for a hot second is Manbrio paste. It's like made of quince paste.
Oh, okay.
And that goes well with everything as well. I mean, just something to think about. Let's try
Take a sip of this red first.
This red is more from where I come from. I come from Lyon, which is the capital.
You come from a good place.
Yes,
this is delicious.
And we have a Côte du Rhône for today because I love red. Red, full body reds are my favorite. So it's also probably why I like the cheeses that goes with that.
Okay.
We're going a little more flavor kind of cheeses, more like oniony, meaty, a little more wintery, to tell the truth. But you could have, I just want to make clear that I know there's a whole science between wine and cheese pairings. However, if you like white, just go for it. Mm-hmm. And you can pair that with probably every cheese because you're going to like it.
Well, we heard a sommelier tell us one time, he was basically like, listen, find yourself a wine that you like, and go with it. And if that wine is $12 a bottle, it's $12 a bottle. Mm-hmm. If it's $25 a bottle, it's $25 a bottle. Just because somebody else likes it doesn't mean that you're going to like
it.
But if you like it, then that's what you go with.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
For example, bubbly and triple cream is the ultimate pairing for everything that you read on wine. I actually hate it.
Really?
Yes, because actually for me, the bubble, and unless it's more on the sweeter side, like it brings more the acidity in the cheese. And I'm like, okay, great for the wine, but I'm not happy with the cheese I'm eating right now. So I prefer actually like something to like goat cheese, even though it's also acidity, but it has like this lemony going on, then triple cream don't. Sorry, I can go on and on.
That's why we're talking to you.
We want to learn.
You're the expert.
I mean, this knowledge and this also what you want. So that's why I ask question about you also just because of that, because it doesn't matter what I like. I would say the most of people say, what do you like? I was like, that doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's what you like as an individual.
I hate it. And what is the point of this? You're
right.
Be very mad at me.
Yeah. You can't make somebody like something that they don't like.
So the first one we're going to actually try, the Osso Irati that we are talking about, this is from also the same region that makes the Tom Chabris, which is kind of funny because you could pair that with the Tom Chabris as well, with the black cherry jam. And this one, this Osso Irati, is made by Onetic. There's different brand. It's a AOC. Oh, sorry. In English, it's DOP. So, but it's like, you know, wine. It's like all these rules to make a certain cheese, like how you make champagne needs to be from champagne and things like that. But this one is 100% cheap. It's aged 12 months, which is, I think, is important because there is some like younger one and they are as good, but I prefer the 12 month. It has a little more body to it.
Okay.
So please try because go ahead.
Okay.
Is that
it's the one that's
this
closest
one right
to
here?
You, Jen.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna move these glasses out of the way here.
And if you try it with the jam, it's just like incredible.
Very good. Very, very good.
Do you want jam with yours?
I do, thank you.
Like
hosiery
salad.
Mm. Oh man,
I love the cheese with the jam. It's so good.
There's a reason why.
Mm-hmm. That is so good.
I don't know that I would have before this really put jam on cheese.
Oh, I put jam on my, I don't know that we've done it because we try to keep things simple sometimes when we're in a mixed group, but I have put some jam at times. I don't do it all the time, but I feel like maybe it's something we need to be doing all the time.
Well, I never want to eat it without it now. I'm happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Actually, in France, we don't really put jam either just because it's after the meal and we normally eat that more like hey, we're already full, but let's have more wine and just eat a little more dairy.
Exactly.
I should have been born French. I know. Really?
Let's have more wine.
Yeah, just to eat a little more. And we don't really put jam. And it was the first time in France going to the, like, I was in Biarritz, Espelette region. And yeah, I tried that. I was like, what is this? This is not okay. This jam on my
What is this jam?
And then I learned these all kinds of stuff you can pair with cheese. So it's great.
That's so good.
So the next one we're going to do is actually raw milk from Vermont. It's called Paulette. It's considered Bogwell, the creamery, and they are incredible. Every cheese that they make is beautiful. So please dig in. It's actually not too strong of a cheese, even though it's very flavorful. So I like to bring it to parties. So tell me what you think about that.
It's creamy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It has a nice little, like a very little bite to it.
At the end, I feel like.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like not it. At first. You don't taste it at first, at least to me. I'm going to just go ahead and put some jam on there again.
Jam on everything.
Jam on everything now.
Actually, the jam will go well with it.
So you do, you actually make sandwiches here. You like serve sandwiches and stuff. So do you do, like grilled cheese? Do you put jam on your grilled cheese?
Definitely.
Girlfriend?
Fig spread.
I'll be here tomorrow for lunch.
Sour cherry. Yeah, that's... I don't have right now. The one that we are doing this week is...
That's really good.
Truffle Gouda with mixed with regular Gouda, because if not, it would be too expensive of a grilled cheese and no one wants that.
I feel like this is a cheese that most people could...
Enjoy.
Yeah, because it's very... Mm-hmm. You know, it's like has mild, a nice soft flavor. Like, it's mild, but it has a little bit of a bite to it, a little bit of a kick. I like that. Mm-hmm. Wait, let me just double check by tasting my wine. The wine is delicious.
It really is.
Good job, man. It's always delicious.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So far, everything's a winner in my book.
Yes. Delicious.
And the last one, I'm sorry.
No, go right ahead.
Is a Stilton from Neil's Yard in London. It's a raw milk Stilton. So if you know Stilton, the real one, normally I get the Basset Colston Stilton from Neil's Yard, but I started moving on to the raw milk version because raw milk is better.
I'm very familiar with Stilton. Both of my children read all of the Geronimo Stilton books when they were younger.
I have no clue what this is.
I know. It's okay. Some of you people out there will get it, but whatever. But I do like Stilton. I like Stilton in all forms.
I do need to try the raw milk version.
Okay. Reaching out.
It's actually like, I mean, it takes 5 weeks to come in. It takes the boat to come all the way to us, so.
Oh, that has a nice bite to it.
Oh, man, is that good.
That's delicious. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really good. Very creamy.
Wow.
That's delicious.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
You can really feel the farm in there.
I can feel the farm.
It's like you travel. I like these cheeses that makes you travel. Like when I bite into it, I really feel I'm like walking into a farm. And
that is so creamy. And it has like the salty kind of, like the crystally.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I know. I don't know like the specific. Anais is looking at me like, girl, you're crazy.
That's all.
It's okay. But it has those like
little crystals.
The little crystals in there. And that's so good. That's delicious.
Stilton,
I love that.
Stilton is great. I mean, Stilton. I'm sorry. But all these blue cheese that are a little stronger, a little saltier, great with honey or something sweet, actually with jam.
Okay.
Because it's so salty.
We'll taste it with the jam.
We sure will.
Or with port. Port and blue cheese like these are incredible. So... I'm just glad you enjoy every single thing I put out.
We love it all. I told you, we love cheese.
Cheese, jam, and wine.
I know.
It's very interesting.
This is living.
I hope you're not too envious to just listening to us eating some cheese and drinking some wine.
Hey, guys, come into Chantal's. You know what I mean? Like...
You can do this too.
You might not do a sit down every single time you come in with wine popping out.
No, you probably won't get a glass of wine with your cheese when you come in, but
really?
You will get
you
but
will?
You can BYOB.
No. Not during business hours.
No.
Unless you share with me.
Right.
However, I love it. If you do That's classes welcome. With us, we do complimentary wines.
Yes, tell us about your classes.
Tell us about those.
So we are actually all full.
I saw you sold out. All of your classes. They sold out pretty quickly. I noticed that.
Mm-hmm. We sold out all the way to March. But we do different classes. It's 12 people. And we do 101. So all come different kind of cheeses with five cheeses, five pairings, and with little fingers on the table, I always add something else, and I don't know why. Well,
and you can also do, you can actually schedule, it's not, if there's not a particular class that you're offering available, you can do it as a private kind of party as well, correct?
Correct. And it's six people minimum, all the way to 12. And then you can pick whatever class you want at the time that you will prefer. It will be after hours, though.
So. Yes.
Sorry, we have to open and make money.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you choose the cheeses, but if people have specific cheeses that they would like to incorporate, yes, you work with them on that as well.
We actually are thinking about doing more casual things as well, more like a little party after hours. This is in the progress, but it will be like maybe cheaper, but it's more like casual, less cheese, but I don't know, it would be more like a have a party with your friends at Chantal.
Okay, we're in.
I like that.
That sounded like an invitation.
You, be, you bring your wine, I provide some cheese, and it will be nuts and like fruit, and talk a little bit about the cheese, but also you don't want to talk to me, you want to talk to your friends, so
yeah,
I understand that. So this is in the progress. We'll see.
If you're building a board, you had said before, you give us some tips on that. If somebody doesn't really know what they're doing, because this is what I love about this. You don't have to be great in the kitchen and having a party to build a beautiful board and entertain at your home. So what are the tips that you would give our listeners?
I would do three different kind of milk, three different kind of texture. So something very creamy, like a brie, triple cream, or even a goat cheese, creamy goat. Maybe chalky, but that you can put that on the side and have your second cheese being that. Something a little semi-hard, semi-soft, and then something a little harder. Or a blue cheese. Please put some blue cheese in your plates, guys. Blue cheese
I would
is
agree.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And also, we do have, for example, a triple cream blue that we have in the case. The Commons of Black Label is mild and very creamy, and that could be a substitute for the triple cream or the brie that you want. Nope. And yeah, if you don't like one, it's okay. Just switch it up.
Yeah.
Something else. Mixed milk is Armagh. I love mixed milk cheeses, so like that I can play around a little more.
And you offer all these, you have the jams in the store, they can buy those?
Yeah, we have everything.
Okay, everything, you heard it.
So we do not have most of like the cheese that you might find everywhere, probably a couple, obviously, but so we will recommend something very similar. Mm-hmm. We have cheeses that no one else in Pittsburgh have. That's what makes us a little different. So if you don't know, you're just like, I love cheddar. I will have a different cheddar for you than the normal cheddar that you will get at your regular store.
Good. I like it. Very nice. So if people want to follow you, or is there anything else you want to ask before we wrap up?
I can't think of anything else that we would ask.
Okay. So if people want to follow you, what is your handle on Instagram? Do you?
At Chantal's Cheese. That's it.
Go and find her there. And if you want to find us, it's
at Gourmandburg, Gourmandburgh. And we're going to be running an incredible giveaway with this podcast. So you can check out our Instagram post the day that our podcast drops to be entered into the giveaway to receive a gift certificate here for the Cheese Shop. And if you do not happen to be the winner of the gift certificate, we still want to encourage you to come in, shop local.
Yes.
You know, you will have an incredible experience. I can guarantee it 2,000,000%. You will have an incredible experience when you come.
You will.
Absolutely. Ladies, let's raise our glass. Cheers. This has been great.
Cheers.
So thank you so much, Anais, for letting us come into your shop tonight, meeting with you, talking about cheese, sharing some of these cheeses with us, sharing wine with us as well.
Yeah, this has been a great experience. I can't wait to come back. And I'm just going to say one more time, I want a cheese tower for my birthday.
Okay, we got it. Uh-oh, I know what that means. This has now been specifically documented as such. So if we don't have a cheese tower at the birthday, we are in so much trouble.
Okay, so if people want to reach us, Star, how can they reach us?
You can email us at my email is star@gourmandburggirls.com. Again, that is GourmandburgGirls.com. And Jennifer, your email is?
Jen@GourmandburgGirls.com.
Give us a follow on Instagram.
Yeah. And if you would please be kind enough to review us on Apple Podcasts, yes, iTunes, that would be fantastic. And if you would leave us a review, we would be very, very pleased with that.
Yes, absolutely.
We want you to review us. That's how people can find us.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Please tune in again next week and
we'll see you then. Thank you, Anais.
Thanks, Anais.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.